Welcome to the Rail Market Update on the State of Freight podcast, brought to you by FTR, where we share timely transportation intelligence with you on a weekly basis. The Rail Market Update is hosted by FTR's Vice President of Rail and Intermodal, Todd Tranowski. As Todd presents the information in the podcast, you can follow along and review the graphs and indicators by downloading a PDF or PowerPoint version of the presentation from our podcast landing page. A link to the PDF is available now at www.ftrintel.com/podcast. From there, you can also find past episodes and downloads of the Rail Market Update, as well as the weekly Trucking Market Update with Avery Weiss and much more. That link again is www.ftrintel.com/podcast.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of the FTR State of Freight Rail Market Update podcast. As always, I am your host, Todd Tranowski, the Vice President of Rail and Intermodal here at FTR. Thank you for joining us here in this last week of the year. Hopefully everybody's getting ready. I'm away from the office, sort of shut down, close the door, walk away over the Christmas and New Year's holidays that are just about upon us. A quick programming note before we jump in this week. This will be the last podcast of 2020. We will not do a podcast next week between Christmas and New Year's. We're going to take that week off. Going to enjoy the holidays with our families, same as we hope you all are stepping away and doing as well. We'll be back with you the first week of January, the week of January the 4th. You'll get another podcast to get up to date on everything that happened to finish out the year and what that sets us up for in 2021. So this is a short week for a lot of folks, so let's jump right in. Intermodal volumes are showing some signs of slowing. You're seeing some slowness, whether that's related to congestion at the ports, not being able to move things through as quickly as we might have expected, or whether that is just related to overall declines in demand with unemployment going back up in the last couple of weeks. It's hard to tell what's driving that. We just know that it is slowing, and it's something we're going to have to watch as we go through the holidays and into the first part of 2021. On the carload markets, we saw a little bit of a volume spurt coming out of the Thanksgiving holiday. That has abated. It's really sort of come back down toward flat as we head toward the Christmas and New Year's holiday. Again, not seasonally unexpected, but there is a little bit of an unexpected nature to how quickly the worm turned in the carload markets. We'll talk a little bit about that as we go forward. Intermodal, as we jump right in, things are taking another step down. Not unexpected at this time of year. You're going into the end of year, Christmas holiday period, when things typically slow down. And so we are seeing things. They took a big step down right before Thanksgiving and held that level. Now we're taking a smaller step down as we get toward Christmas, but we're still up in the high single digits compared to where we were in 2019. That's a good news story. That is a good thing. And we're working our way back to the five-year average, because the five-year average is actually coming up a little bit over the last several weeks. So we're coming back to it as we come down off of the lofty heights that intermodal was at over most of the year since coming out of the pandemic. Trailers are continuing to show seasonal behavior. We're continuing to see seasonal strength even as other parts of intermodal slow down. Trailers are showing that seasonal behavior, are following that line a little bit higher this time of year as e-commerce ramps up, as parcels ramp up. We are definitely seeing that in the trailer market. On the container side, it's a much different story. We are seeing that slowing that we're seeing in the overall intermodal markets. Again, not entirely unexpected from the standpoint of containers making up 90% of overall intermodal markets. You would expect that whatever intermodal does, a container pretty closely follows that line. So we look at service. We're going to do a little bit different look at service this week to end the year. We're going to look just at how service is affecting the intermodal business. And you can see when you look across all railroads, all sector, when you look across all railroads all across the country, yes, there are some pinch points. Southern California, Chicago. On the whole, things are not really that bad. You're essentially in line with the historical 10-year average. You're essentially in line with last year. You're above where you were 2 years ago. So the sky is not totally falling when it comes to service. We're at historically average levels. We're holding in there into a traditionally difficult to operate period in the wintertime. We're not really seeing a huge disruption to the service system. On the western side, this is BNSF. I could have shown UP as well. You can see that we're down a little bit, about 2% compared to the historical 10-year average. But in BNSF's case, you're up against each of the last 2 years. So service is going pretty well. Service is moving right along. On the Eastern side, you're still up against the 10-year average. Things are very good if you're an Eastern intermodal shipper. Things are up almost 7% compared to the 10-year average. Now, that's a very healthy number. When you look at the 2018, we're up about 5%. Now, last year, we're down. We're down about 4% from last year, and we'll have to see where that goes. If you look at the CSX, if I showed you Norfolk Southern, it would be a very similar picture. So let's transition into the carload markets. The carload markets, after that little surge coming out of Thanksgiving holiday, we've really just held our ground. We're really starting to flatten out, even as you would expect to see some seasonal uptick. We're not really seeing it. We're holding right about that 330,000 carload level, about 25, 30,000 carloads per week below the seasonal five-year average. So things are not all the way back in the carload markets. We're down negative compared to 2019. We're negative compared to the five-year average. The carload markets are really still trying to recover, still trying to get back to where they were. Economically sensitive freight, even a little bit weaker story. Normally, you see a much more positive uptick this time of year. Not only are we not seeing a positive uptick, we're seeing a little bit of erosion in the latest four-week average. We'll have to watch this going into the holidays. We're about 10,000 carloads or so below the four-week moving average when you look at the five-year average basis. And so things are not particularly good when you look at economically sensitive freight. And something we're going to have to watch in the next several weeks to see where things go. On the coal side, the coal markets had shown a little bit of life. They're still sort of right at 70,000 carloads a week, which again, this is sort of glass half full, glass half empty. 70,000 carloads a week is as good as the coal markets have been since they started to come out of the pandemic, but it's also nearly 20,000 carloads a week below the five-year average. It's still 15% below 2019 levels. So yes, we're better than we have been at any point coming out of the pandemic. It's still not a great overall story. Grain continues to be the bright spot. It's holding at very strong levels. It's actually showing a seasonal uptick off of those levels in the latest week. It's up about 20-25% year over year. Grain continues to be a strong story. We expect that to continue through the first half of 2021. Now the back half, grain becomes a victim of its own success. As you start to lap these 20% year-over-year gains, that's going to create a headwind to growth next year in the third and fourth quarters. But for the moment, grain continues to be the shining light. Chemicals markets starting to come back to its five-year average. We saw a little bit of a surge right around Thanksgiving. That has moderated. It's really fairly flat the last couple of weeks at a time when you would normally see a strong uptick in volume, and so we're very close, about a couple hundred carloads, really, within our five-year average, essentially right in line with it. Petroleum products, which is a big part of the chemical sector, is showing some upward momentum. We've seen uplift in crude prices over the last couple of weeks. The question becomes, how sustainable is it when you look at what's going on in the UK, when you look at what's going on in the US with additional lockdowns, additional areas, extending restrictions, Philadelphia extending restrictions through January 15th, you start to wonder how sustainable the growth is, because is the price sustainable? Petroleum products volumes really are very closely tied to the underlying crude price, to the spread between regions. We normally see some seasonal uplift this time of year in petroleum products loadings. That's essentially what we're seeing here in the last few weeks. It's essentially seasonal behavior. We're still down 20% compared with 2019. And so we don't see a huge sea change in petroleum products just yet. It's going to take more uplift in the price, more certainty in the underlying economic demand to see that price really move up and to see that the loadings volumes react accordingly. Stone, sand, and gravel. We've talked a lot about the drivers here in terms of the headwinds, in terms of the weakness, and things just continue to sort of decline for this commodity group. We expected it to hold right around 21,000 carloads a week. Now it's taken another step downward, closer to 20,000 carloads a week, at a time when you would expect to see flat to increasing volumes on a normal seasonal five-year basis. And so there continues to be pressure, continues to be weakness in the stone, sand, and gravel space. Lumber and wood really has just settled into its seasonal patterns over the last 6 weeks, and that's where it's maintained. It's just very closely hugging its five-year average line, up about 10% year over year. Things are just sort of moving along in the lumber and wood space, even though you have some drivers of demand. You have historically low interest rates. You have some things that would incentivize and encourage home building. We haven't seen that really translate through the system all that very well. Pulp and paper markets, things saw some life over the last month or so. That has started to level out. We are not keeping pace with sort of the seasonal expectation for growth this time of year. We're about 500 carloads a week below our five-year average level, which in this commodity group is a significant delta. We've certainly eroded how far below we are, the five-year average, from where we were earlier in the year, but it's still not a great story about pulp and paper. We're basically flat with last year. We're not seeing a huge upward momentum. Automotive, it's been flat for a while. It's been flat really since production came back online and stabilized when you got into July and August, and that's basically where we are, right about 25,000 carloads a week, a little bit down compared to last year. Normally, you see a little bit of an uplift this time of year if you look seasonally. The five-year average shows a little bit of an uptick. You know, all those car commercials with people gifting cars for Christmas at the end of the year apparently has an effect on sales, whether you believe them or not. We haven't seen it this year. The carload line is fairly steady. It has not shown that seasonal uplift that you typically see this time of year, and it's really pretty flat. Net result is we're increasing that delta again between where we are and the five-year average. And the problem with automotive is we don't think there's a catalyst for additional demand. And in fact, there could be some downside. There was just an article this past week in one of the major automotive magazines talking about how there could even be a sales bubble in this space. So we'll have to watch that closely as we get into 2021. But for the moment, things are just sort of where they've been since the middle of the summer, right around 25,000 carloads a week. So as we wrap up the year, what are the key takeaways? The thing is that things are slowing. Intermodal volumes are slowing a little bit more than you would expect seasonally, just sort of settling into their typical pattern, settling into a lower run rate. And we'll have to see as we get into the new year whether this lower run rate holds or whether we bounce back to where we were, what the direction looks like. As we get into a new administration, we get a little bit of new life in Washington, what that looks like, what that does for the economy. Is there another round of stimulus in the offing? There's a stimulus deal maybe done in Washington. Maybe it won't get signed. It's hard to tell right now. There's certainly the expectation in the marketplace that the first stimulus bill will get done. It's a question of what the one in 2021 looks like. We'll just have to see. In the carload markets, we saw the spurt in volumes coming out of Thanksgiving, but it was relatively short-lived. We've settled in as we've gotten closer to the end of the year and just sort of holding to our five-year average patterns, not showing the upward momentum that we had seen earlier in the month. And again, we'll have to see as we get into the new year what that does. Does it bounce back? Does it just sort of tread water? Where do people go in the carload markets? And with that, I want to wrap up. I want to thank each and every one of you for taking time every week to listen to the Rail Market Update podcast. You are all very much appreciated in your listenership. Hopefully, we've added value to your professional life over the last year here in 2020, despite all the ups and downs and the roller coasters that we've all been on this year. Hopefully, everybody gets some time away over the next a couple of weeks to be with family, be with friends, and just sort of disconnect from the office a little bit. I know that's certainly what we'll be doing at FTR. If you're trying to reach us, the FTR office is closed from Christmas Eve into the new year to allow staff to disconnect and recharge a little bit. We hope you do the same. Feel free to reach out if we can ever be of assistance with issues in the podcast, with things you're seeing in the marketplace, things in our reports. If you want to discuss the markets, feel free. Myself or any member of the FTR team are always happy to reach out and talk about the markets. Hopefully, You all have a great holiday season, and we will talk to you in 2021.
That's it for this week's Rail Market Update on the State of Freight podcast. The Rail Market Update will be published each week along with a downloadable PDF of the presentation. If you find this transportation intelligence useful, please take a moment to give us a positive rating on your podcast platform of choice and send us your feedback by email at podcast@ftrintel.com. You can find more publicly available State of Freight content and download the PDF of today's presentation by going to www.ftrintel.com/podcast. FTR is the leader in freight transportation forecasting in North America, providing consistently reliable reports for trucking, rail, and intermodal transportation, as well as providing demand analysis for commercial vehicle and rail car. For more information about the work of FTR, visit www.ftrintel.com or call us at 888-988-1699 to find out which publications will best support your business.